everybody. Well, here we go on another flight and tape presentation. And without any further ado, well, you go to slide number one, please. This is a picture of the duck foyer area taken from my tent up at the second travel dose area. It's looking out towards the mountains away from the coast. This was taken in August, which is the end of the dry season. And as you'll notice, most of the rice paddies there look pretty dry and fairly barren. That's just exactly what they are. They're getting ready to plant the new crop at this time. Slide number 10. The next few slides here were taken by a friend of mine. This was an award ceremony, and myself and several others of the TSAP received various awards. In this particular picture, I'm receiving the Air Medal. And we get an Air Medal for each 20 combat missions that we fly. This was the first Air Medal. The rest of them, of course, are just oak leaf clusters. Now, this is taken in the headquarters area at Dog Farm, at the 101st Airborne area. Slide number 3. This is another picture of the award ceremony. The man at the left of the picture there is Colonel Collins. At the time, he was acting commander of the 101st Airborne in the absence of General Matheson. Slide number 4. This is another picture of the award ceremony. Slide number 5. This is another picture of the ceremony. And in the background there, I might point out that the building with that thing that looks like a cross on it is the TAC, the Tactical Operations Center. You'll notice it's very heavily sandbagged. That's where all our radios are. And this is the what you might call the nerve center of our operation. Slide number 6. This is the congratulating line coming through, and you can see my Air Medal hanging on my pocket there. How about that Army uniform? I look just like a grunt, don't I? That's what we call the ground pounders around here. Slide number 7. Now, this is a sunset looking west, of course. And this is looking out towards Duck Farm from the 101st area there. I just stepped outside my tent one night and thought that was a pretty odd snap a shot of it. Slide number 8. This is a sunrise. We're from the 101st area looking towards the beach, although it's hidden by the ridge there. There was a ridge line between us and the beach. And I had an early get up for a flight one morning and saw the sunrise coming, so I thought I'd get me a few shots of it. Guess I'm just a natural born nature lover, huh? Okay, slide number 9. This is another shot of the sunrise. I was trying to get a little special effects in here, you know, with a change outline and all that jazz. I thought that came out fairly well. Slide number 10. This is another shot. It's getting a little brighter now. I thought the tent over on the left there made kind of an interesting stark contrast line there. Maybe I ought to turn this into some photography magazine, huh? Real professional. Slide number 11. Well, back to my second great love, after Joe, of course, airplanes. This is an O2. I have flown it a couple times. I'm not checked out in the airplane. We're still keeping the O1s, but this is the new fact. But you'll notice the rocket pods, the whole 7 rockets each, which is quite a bit of an improvement over us. We only carry 4 rockets. And this is down at Phuket. Phuket is an Air Force base where 100s fly out of. South of us, it's down in Tukor, about 100 miles south of Duck Farm. And this is going to be a permanent Air Force installation. We have a 99-year lease on this area, and so the base is being built as permanent. In fact, they even have base housing laid out for us each if we ever get safe enough to bring our families over. The type of pavement here, actually it's not pavement, it's called PSP. And really, that's not a good name for it because it's not pierced steel planking, but it is sutured steel planking. It has an anti-skid crowding to it. It's kind of a bracing plate. It makes a real nice ramp. Slide number 12. This is another picture. This is of our boat dog down at Phuket. The reason we were down here is some of our buddies had invited us down to a party, and so we just hopped in our TWA, it's Teeny Weeny Airlines, and flew down and spent the evening with them. That's one of the nice things about being a fan. You can just hop in your little bird and go wherever you want. We had a very enjoyable time. Flight number 13. another shot taken at full cat. As y'all notice, this is taken in a, full cat is located in a real large lever valley floor. It's about 15 miles from the coast, and it's almost completely surrounded by mountains, but the area is very nice, and it's easily defended, so it's really quite safe there. As safe as you can get in Vietnam, anyway. Flight number 14. This was taken the next morning. We're on our way back up to Duck Floor again. This is an aerial view of Phu Cat and the valley that I was telling you about. They do quite a bit of air getting here for their rice crops. I don't think you can see any of the canals, but they're fairly extensive. And that's looking west towards the mountains, of course. Flight number 15. This is another aerial shot of Phu Cat Air Base. Flight number 16. This is right near Phu Cat. It is an old Buddha shrine, and I have no idea how old it is, but it's many, many centuries. As you can see, it's kind of overgrown with forms of vegetation now. This is a slightly blurred. I took it out the window of the bird dog as we flew by it, but I thought it was very interesting. It's too bad you can't see a little more of the detail on the characters. There are some Buddha-like characters on each face of the shrine itself. Flight number 17. This is a picture of the 101st Airborne Headquarters area at Chi Lai. And this is a pretty muddy area when it rains, and that's why we have all these little wire catwalks running around everywhere. Flight number 18. This is another shot of the 101st Headquarters area there, and this is looking out towards the bay. There's a very large bay area at Chi Lai. Looking north, and as you can see, it's monsoon season, and this is a typical monsoon type day. A lot of clouds, low type stratus. And in the foreground there, around those sandbags, are the generators that run our radios. Flight number 19. This is a rice paddy area and some hoochers, and you may not believe this, but this was taken out the door of a helicopter. A buddy of mine was flying along, he was taking me out to the CP, out the forward area, and he likes to fly low, as you can see. It's really fun head-jumping around through here. This is a pacified area, and the villagers are quite friendly, and it's really a lot of fun, ripping along there at about 80 knots, about 10 feet off the ground. Flight number 20. This is taking out the chopper door, also in the bay area near Chi Lai, a very typical sampan, and some fishermen out there trying to get enough food for the day. Flight number 21. We've now arrived out at the CP. This is taken from about maybe 1,000 feet above the command post itself, which is my battalion command post. It's up on top of a mountain. The command posts normally are located in the highest mountain peak in the area in which they are working. Flight number 22. This is a close-up of the command post itself after we landed. As you can see, it has a commanding view of the area in which the battalion is working. And the area there that's heavily sandbagged is, again, the battalion tactical operations center where they have all their radios. And you can see some of the antennas there also. And now back to flight number one, and a complete change of scenery. This is one of the bright spots in my life, and this is R&R in Hawaii. This is taken out the door of our apartment up on the 20th floor of the Ilokai Hotel. And it's looking towards Fort Marissa, looking towards the east, down Waikiki Beach area. This is in the foreground right down there. That funny looking round type building is the entrance to the Hawaiian Village Hotel, which is right next door. The big area is there. You can see them watering are the parade grounds and baseball area at Fort Narussi. I'm sure you've all heard of Fort Narussi, but if you haven't, it's an army post which is located right on Waikiki Beach, and it's used strictly for R&R purposes now, for recreation, for the military services. And since it has such a key location there, why it's in great demand, I suppose all the big hotel owners would like to grab it up, but the Army hangs onto it jealously, and of course we're glad because we can sit right there in the middle of all the rich people and enjoy the very same view. Flight number 10. This is a picture taken out to outer patio door there, looking towards downtown Honolulu and towards the mountains towards the north, which is actually the home volcano. Slide number three. This is another picture of downtown Honolulu. This is looking pretty much west this time towards downtown. As you can see, it's a very modern city, very clean, and we were very impressed with Honolulu. Real nice town. Slide number four. There she is, the love of my life, JoJo. And she's standing there out on the patio of our beautiful apartment up there on the 20th floor. As you can see, we had a quite spectacular view of Honolulu. And as you can also see, the weather was just delightful. I think it was about 80 degrees most of the time we were there. And of course, there was a very lovely, cool sea breeze blowing all the time also, so we really didn't need our air conditioning very much. Slide number five. Another shot of Joe. This is down by the Fort Narissi area on the beach there. You can see they have some very nice park area there. Go picnicking. They've got barbecue pits, the whole works right there. Real nice. I might point out to everyone here that Joe made this dress along with all her other moomoos and various other, whatever you call those, long type moomoos and things that are quite popular in Hawaii. And she's showing a lot of her raw latent talent there. Great, huh? Slide number six. This is another picture of the Port Narissi area right on the beach there at Waikiki. This is looking east towards Diamond Head. Slide number seven. Speaking of Diamond Head, there it is in the background there. It's a real famous landmark in the Waikiki area. And also it's a pretty good view of some of the many, many large, beautiful hotels along Waikiki Beach. And at the left of the picture there, you can see the Fort Narissi area once again. Slide number eight. This is another picture looking east, and in the top of the picture there, you can see Fort Narissi once again. You can probably see a missile mounted on a stand out in front there, and that's also the R&R Center right there, the one large building. Slide number nine. This is the Yalakai Hotel, where Joe and I stayed. It is the largest hotel on Waikiki Beach, and probably the most spectacular also. It's almost a city within itself. It has absolutely everything you could possibly imagine or want right there. And of course they have a beautiful glass and type restaurant and bar up on the top, which gives you a real beautiful view of the Honolulu area and the beach area. Notice how blue the sky is in this picture. We were impressed with, like I say, how clean it was around Honolulu there. And of course, they don't have any smog problem because the sea breezes keep it all cleared out all the time, although there really isn't enough industry to provide smog anyway. But we were very impressed with how great the weather is and how beautiful blue skies they have. Slide number 10. This is another shot of the Yalakai Hotel taken on across from our wing over to one of the other wings there. And if you get vertigo, I guess you better not look down at this picture very long. Slide number 11. This is yours truly. And this is the harbor. The boat harbor is just on the south side of the hotel there. And of course, where the Yalakai, where it's facing the ocean. And as you can see, it's a pretty busy harbor. Many, many small boats there. Slide number 12. This is another picture of the harbor. And this is taken from our hotel room. And it's looking out towards Honolulu and the Honolulu Harbor. Slide number 13. This is a picture of the main drag there. We're looking towards the Hawaiian Village Hotel from our apartment room, and it just so happened that the day we arrived was the beginning of Aloha Week. Aloha Week is quite similar to the Mardi Gras, and they have a lot of parades and special things, and we just happened to get in on it, so it was real pretty. And this particular morning, they were having a big parade down the main drag towards Rocky Pool. So we set out in our patio and enjoyed the parade. So I got a bunch of pictures, and following pictures here are going to be of several of the floats and bands that were marching in the parade. I wish I had a telephoto when I was taking these. They'd have showed up a little better. Flight number 14. This is one of the marching bands coming down the street. This is looking straight down from our hotel room. And that's the front of the Ellicott. The pool there is not a swimming pool. It's just a bunch of fountains. They have a bunch of lights shining on them at night. Very spectacular. Flight number 15. This is one of the many floats. And I might point out that all these floats are real flowers, just like the Roseboro and some of the parades at New Year's Day. All of these designs and everything are done with real flowers, and it was very beautiful, as you can see. Flight number 16. Here's another float. I know some of the floats had rainbows. I'm not real sure what the theme of the parade was. I think it had to do with Hawaii's history somehow. Well, I see my tent's about to run out. I'll see you on the flip side.